Have you ever heard of have you ever heard of a Johnny Cake?
No.
You ever heard of that? Was there a type of cornbread that was supposed to be made of the ashes of a fire? You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
I've heard, you know, old folks don't like cooking in the, that's the dog, my dog, I don't want to come in where I am. So long, I wouldn't know what to.
Have you ever heard people call that just ash cake?
Yeah, I can tell you that's what you call it.
What about this type of cornbread, you know, you mix up the batter like you might a pancake and you pour it out in the skillet and make three or four at a time? What would you call those? Would that, you know, like we were eating tonight, would you call that a hoe cake?
Yeah, that's right, a hoe cake.
Okay. What about this sort of thing that's made with cornmeal and it's small and round and people like to eat it with fish?
Hush puppies.
Yeah, hush puppies. And have you ever heard of a type of cornbread that's made in a deep dish and it's kind of soft and you can spoon it out, almost dip it out like mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Has that got any particular kind of name other than cornbread?
No, I know of.
Have you ever heard of spoon bread?
Yeah, you call it spoon bread.
Okay. What does a corn dodger mean to you?
That's where you, that's kind of like you spoon it up and cook it in hot grease out of a corn dodger.
What about, have you ever heard of making something out of, cornbread with wheat flour and egg in it?
That's egg bread.
Egg bread? Mm-hmm. Your wife make much of that?
Yeah.
What about this kind of bread you buy at the store? You call that what?
Black bread, and some call it loaf bread. Mm-hmm.
And what do you call these things? You know, people, well, we had some tonight. You can cut them open, put butter in them.
Biscuit.
Mm-hmm. And what about these things that you make the dough open? Make the dough up and you put them in a pan that has about, 8 or 10 places, you know, that you can pour that in?
Muffins.
Can you think of any other type of bread I hadn't mentioned?
No, I don't know that.
I about covered it. Okay. You know, some people say that you're able to divide bread into maybe two basic types. One's homemade bread and the other is the kind that you buy at the store that you call what?
Well, you buy whole wheat bread and you buy regular bread. I don't know whether that's what kind you're talking about. But there's two different kinds of bread there. Whole wheat and then the other made out of soft wheat.
And some people say, well, homemade bread's a lot better than
store-bought bread,
yeah. What do you call this thing that you fry in deep fat and it's got a hole right in the center?
Donut.
If you just took a lump of that donut dough and dipped it in the deep fat without making a hole in it, would you have any name for that?
I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that done?
No, I wouldn't. Well, I can tell you what that is, but I wouldn't know.
Okay. And what do you call these things that a lot of people have them for breakfast? You make up the dough and you pour them out in the pan, make about three or four at a time, pour syrup on them?
Hotcakes.
You ever heard people call those anything else?
No, I don't.
Pancakes?
Yeah, pancakes, yeah.
How about flapjacks?
No, I never have heard them call that.
Okay. About how much flour would you say comes in a pretty fair-sized sack?
It used to be a different size. It used to be 24, and now 25-pound big sack. Mm-hmm. 10 pounds, 5 pounds.
Okay.
2 pounds.
What is it that you put in bread when you're making it to make it rise?
Baking powder.
And maybe something other than baking powder that would make it rise too?
Well, your soda won't make it rise. Soda won't make it rise. Yeast.
Yeah.